Hello, and welcome back to Alpine Valley. Where have you been? You don't write, you don't call, and we've all been waiting and waiting for you to stop by. Well, now that you're here, we invite you to listen carefully to this announcement as it details important policies for today's show. There have been a few changes, so please listen up as we detail both the new, the old, and the things you need to know before you enter the gates today. Let's start by reviewing some changes that will be new for both the seasoned veterans of Alpine Valley, as well as those joining us for the first time. First in the new for you section is that the only bags permitted through the gates are clear bags that are smaller than 12 by 12 by 6 inches in size, and small clutch style purses smaller than 4.5 by 6.5 inches. All other bags, backpacks, European carryalls, satchels, and totes will not be permitted and should be returned to your vehicle prior to getting in line at the gates. Next, any carry-in chairs are no longer permitted. This includes beach-style chairs, camping chairs, Barco loungers, and Lazy Boy recliners. Third, all tickets are electronic and must be presented on your phone or mobile device with the ScanSafe barcode showing before you approach the gates. This means that printouts, screenshots, and other things you may have sketched out with a Sharpie will not work and will not be accepted. If you don't have a scanning barcode within your Apple Wallet, Google Pay apps, in your Jitterbug phone coin purse, or on your Ticketmaster or Live Nation app, please get someone to help you before you get in line and approach the gates. And lastly, we've gone cashless inside the theater to speed up service at all concession and merchandise stands. You can view menus and more using the QR codes on signage throughout the venue. If you don't have a card to use, we just happen to have cash-to-card conversion stations located at various spots inside the theater. Before entering the theater, you and your belongings will be subject to a metal detector and possible pat-down search. This is to ensure that you don't have any prohibited items stashed anywhere they shouldn't be, like in those unusually large and bulging pockets in your cargo shorts. If you choose to refuse the search, you will not be permitted to enter the theater. Help us help to keep the lines flowing at the gates by following these simple rules. First, finish your beverages and throw away your bottles and cans well before you get to the search points. You cannot bring them inside the theater today, and we don't want you to have to channel your inner David Bakhtiari and chug them during your last minute in line. Second, keep your pants, shorts, shoes, skirts, skorts, leggings, jeggings, kilts, joggers, capris, and other items on. Remove any hats and empty all pockets of metal items. Hold things such as keys, phones, and money clips, remember we're cashless now, Daddy, in your hands above your head as you approach the search points. And C, if you were paying attention earlier, you'd know that only approved size clear bags and small clutch-style purses are now the only permitted bags. If you have other bag-like items, they need to be returned to your vehicles. Place your clear bag on the table, open your clutch purse. Do you now feel prepared and ready to experience all that Alpine Valley has to offer? Great! But being the sticklers for detail that we are, let's take a quick moment to review other permitted and not permitted items for today's show. Permitted items include extra clothes, cameras without detachable lenses, and food in a single clear 1 gallon Ziploc bag. And here is an excruciatingly thorough yet not comprehensive list of items that can be annoying, dangerous, and just don't belong inside the theater. These are things you can't bring in and shouldn't be trying to sneak in. They should be returned to your vehicle or thrown away prior to getting in line at the gates. These prohibited items include any and all cans or bottles of any kind, any bags, backpacks, purses, or other carryalls other than the permitted ones which we've talked about earlier, wallet chains and spiked jewelry or clothing, any chairs, backrests, or related items, any aerosol sprays such as bug or hairsprays, all blankets and all tarps, filled or empty camelbacks, umbrellas and strollers, weapons of any kind including but not limited to firearms, pocket knives, pepper spray, tasers, spears, tridents, cargo nets, javelins, and throwing stars, anyone wearing extremely thin tapered pants and shoes with no socks, laser and LED pointers and glow sticks, anyone named Wooly, noise-making devices such as whistles, air horns, megaphones, and cowbells, even if you have a fever and the only prescription is more cowbell, banners, flags, or signs larger than a standard sheet of paper, fireworks of any kind including sparklers, and any and all other items deemed to be unsafe by theater management. Remember, as you approach the gates, throw away your beverages, present your clear bags and small clutch purses, remove metal objects from your pockets, and remove your hats. If you don't follow these simple instructions, you'll be responsible for delaying every person behind you in line, which will most likely upset them greatly. Certain technology items are not permitted into the theater today, and besides, not using these things will force you to interact with other humans. Prohibited technology items include any cameras with detachable lenses, iPads and other tablets, GoPro-style cameras, selfie sticks, which in reality allow others to make fun of you while using them, and any other audio or video recording equipment. A simple rule for the day is to have fun, be nice, and behave while at Alpine Valley. If you don't remember that and you interfere with the performance or others' enjoyment of their performance, you may be subject to eviction from the theater grounds at our sole discretion, and it may be noted on your permanent record. This includes behavior that's unruly, disruptive, or illegal in nature, intoxication or other signs of impairment that result in irresponsible behavior, foul or abusive language or obscene gestures, failing to follow the instructions of theater staff or tour personnel, attempting to enter prohibited areas, and any other objectionable conduct. In addition, be aware that moshing and moshing-related activities may take place during this show. Entering moshing areas and participating in moshing can be dangerous, and you do so at your own risk. Those with specialty tickets such as Pit, Preferred Lawn, Deck 13, Expo Party Deck, and those with ADA accessible seats may be scanned again inside the theater with a wristband being issued for these special areas. Once you've been issued a wristband, don't lose it as you won't get another one. If you smoke, vape, or chew, you really shouldn't. Smoking and vaping and anything that may be smoked for medicinal purposes is not permitted in reserved seating areas and in all buildings at Alpine Valley. And those that choose to smoke in lawn areas must do so without disturbing or annoying those around you. While on the Alpine Valley grounds, overnight parking, camping, vending, and the use of drones and/or fireworks are all strictly prohibited, with violators being prosecuted. Once you've left the theater today, re-entry is not permitted. Emergency exits are marked throughout the theater and lawn areas. Once you've settled in, please make note of the nearest exits and emergency exits around you, keeping in mind some exits may be behind you. If you need assistance at any time, please see a uniformed crew member, and remember your seat is not an approved flotation device. Thanks for listening. That's all we have for you today. You stay classy, Alpine Valley, and we hope you enjoy today's show. Okay, we're really going away now. If you don't want to hear this again, we advise you to slowly back away.